The Catechetical Lectures of St. Cyril of Jerusalem, Lecture 21. This recording has been made by the Friends of the St. John of Damascus Orthodox Educational Initiative. For more information, please visit orthodoxlearninggoc.com. Catechetical Lecture 21. On Chrism. Having been baptized into Christ and put on Christ, you have been made conformable to the Son of God. For God, having foreordained us unto adoption as sons, made us to be conformed to the body of Christ's glory. Having therefore become partakers of Christ, you are properly called Christ's, and of you God said, Touch not my Christ's or anointed. Now you have been made Christ's by receiving the antitype of the Holy Ghost, and all things have been wrought in you by imitation, because you are images of Christ. He washed in the river Jordan, and having imparted of the fragrance of his Godhead to the waters, he came up from them. And the Holy Ghost in the fullness of his being lighted on him, like resting upon like. And to you in like manner, after you had come up from the pool of the sacred streams, there was given an unction, the antitype of that wherewith Christ was anointed. And this is the Holy Ghost, of whom also the blessed Isaias in his prophecy respecting him said in the person of the Lord, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. He has sent me to preach glad tidings to the poor. For Christ was not anointed by men with oil or material ointment, but the Father, having before appointed him to be the Saviour of the whole world, anointed him with the Holy Ghost, as Peter says, Jesus of Nazareth, whom God anointed with the Holy Ghost. David also the prophet cried, saying, Your throne, O God, is for ever and ever. A sceptre of righteousness is the sceptre of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. And as Christ was in reality crucified and buried and raised, and you are in baptism accounted worthy of being crucified, buried, and raised together with him in a likeness, so is it with the unction also. As he was anointed with an ideal oil of gladness, that is, with the Holy Ghost, called oil of gladness, because he is the author of spiritual gladness, so you were anointed with ointment, having been made partakers and fellows of Christ. But beware of supposing this to be plain ointment, for as the bread of the Eucharist, after the invocation of the Holy Ghost, is mere bread no longer, but the body of Christ, so also this holy ointment is no more simple ointment, nor, so to say, common after invocation, but it is Christ's gift of grace, and by the advent of the Holy Ghost is made fit to impart his divine nature, which ointment is symbolically applied to your forehead and your other senses, and while your body is anointed with the visible ointment, your soul is sanctified by the holy and life-giving Spirit. And you were first anointed on the forehead, that you might be delivered from the shame, which the first man who transgressed bore about with him everywhere, and that with unveiled face he might reflect as a mirror the glory of the Lord. Then on your ears, that you might receive the ears which are quick to hear the divine mysteries, of which Isaiah said, The Lord gave me also an ear to hear, and the Lord Jesus in the Gospel, He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Then on the nostrils, that receiving the sacred ointment you may say, We are to God a sweet savour of Christ in them that are saved. Afterwards on your breast, that having put on the breastplate of righteousness you may stand against the wiles of the devil. For as Christ, after his baptism and the visitation of the Holy Ghost, went forth and vanquished the adversary, so likewise ye, after holy baptism in the mystical chrism, having put on the whole armour of the Holy Ghost, are to stand against the power of the adversary, and vanquish it, saying, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Having been counted worthy of this holy chrism, you are called Christians, verifying the name also by your new birth. For before you were deemed worthy of this grace, you had properly no right to this title, but were advancing on your way towards being Christians. Moreover, you should know that in the old scripture there lies the symbol of this chrism. For what time Moses imparted to his brother the command of God, and made him high priest, after bathing in water he anointed him. And Aaron was called Christ, or anointed, evidently from the typical chrism. So also the high priest, in advancing Solomon to the kingdom, anointed him after he had bathed in Gihon. To them, however, these things happened in a figure, but to you not in a figure, but in truth, because you were truly anointed by the Holy Ghost. Christ is the beginning of your salvation. For he is truly the first fruit, and you the mass. But if the first fruit be holy, it is manifest that its holiness will pass to the mass also. Keep this unspotted, for it shall teach you all things, if it abide in you, as you have just heard declared by the blessed John, discoursing much concerning this unction. For this holy thing is a spiritual safeguard of the body and salvation of the soul. Of this the blessed Isaiah, prophesying of old time, said, And on this mountain, now he calls the church a mountain elsewhere also, as when he says, In the last days the mountain of the Lord's house shall be manifest. On this mountain shall the Lord make unto all nations a feast. They shall drink wine, they shall drink gladness, they shall anoint themselves with ointment. And that he may make you sure, hear what he says of this ointment as being mystical. Deliver all these things to the nations, for the counsel of the Lord is unto all nations. Having been anointed therefore with this holy ointment, keep it unspotted and unblemished in you, pressing forward by good works, and being made well-pleasing to the captain of your salvation, Christ Jesus, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. End of Lecture 21.